Praise the Lord. We welcome all you wonderful visitors with us. And amen. But you understand, basically, we're going to pretend like you're already students, you see. And this class is Christ the Healer. And understand that we've been in session for some time now, and you're coming in on the middle of some things that we're doing. But we're going to review just a very little bit, and then we're going to continue on just like we usually do. And listen very attentively. We don't have any talking. We all listen. I do the talking, you see. And the Lord gives us the utterance, and we hear from God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy to us this day. We thank you, Lord, because the Holy Spirit is within us, and the Holy Spirit is upon us. And Lord, we just ask you as a group today, we ask you for the message for this hour. We ask you, Lord, for the fresh manna from heaven. Lord, we just pray that there be divine grace deposits and truth impartations made in the hearts of the hearers today. Grant us ears to hear, hearts to receive and to retain all that you have for us. And Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we're continuing on today talking about the 26 biblical reasons why we are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today. We've discovered in ministering to the sick that the number one reason why people have difficulty receiving healing is that they are not fully persuaded that it is God's will for them to be healed. Now, I don't care whether you're talking about Catholic brethren or charismatic brethren. It makes no difference. Who you're talking about, the number one reason why people have difficulty in receiving healing is that they are not sure it is God's will for all to be healed today. Well, that's doubt. And the cure for doubt is faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Now, if you need faith for healing, then you need to hear what the Word says about healing. Amen. You know, hearing the Word on water baptism won't necessarily give you faith to be healed in your body. You could relate some things to it, perhaps, if you knew enough about the Scripture. But per se, if you want faith for healing, you need to hear the Word concerning healing. So we're in the process of giving these wonderful ministers of the gospel a arsenal of spiritual weaponry against sickness and disease, that they can go out and just blast unbelief out of those that have been indoctrinated by the enemy and by wrong thinking that is unscriptural, and cause faith to rise up in the hearts of the individuals so that they can reach out and receive from God what belongs to them in the plan of redemption. Amen? We've noticed that these things have a pounding effect. A pounding effect. If someone says, well, I don't know if it's God's will for me to be healed or not, so we give them two reasons. They say, well, okay. And we say, no, wait. And we give them three, four, five more reasons. And they say, well, all right. You say, no, you're not as sure as you're going to be. And we give them 10, 11, 12, 26 reasons. They say, okay, pray. Amen? So these things are designed, to just eliminate unbelief from those who are having difficulty in receiving. Now, just for a moment, let me review the areas that we've covered so far. We're in the process, like I said, of giving 26 biblical reasons why we are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today. Everybody say all.
All.
And today.
Today.
Now, those two words are very important. It is God's will for all to be healed today. Now, the first reason we gave is God's original creation. Reason number one. God's original creation. God made man the way He wanted him to be. If you go back and read how God made man, He was not sick, He was not weak, He was perfect. If He was strong, He was strong. And if God had wanted man to be sick, He would have made him sick. Amen? If it had been God's will for man to be sick, He would have made him with sickness built right in. But it was not God's idea, and it was not God's plan. Sickness came in because of sin and because of the fall of man. Then reason number two. We are sure it's God's will for all to be healed in heaven. Amen? You might say, what's that got to do with us? Well, the Bible says that Jesus taught His disciples and us to pray in Matthew's Gospel, the 6th chapter, and He said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We all know it's God's will. You know, you ask any Christian on the face of the earth, is it God's will for the people to be healed in heaven? Oh, yes. Everybody will be healed in heaven. What about on the earth? Well, they don't know. But the Bible knows. The Bible says it's God's will on the earth just like it is in the heaven. God doesn't have two separate wills, one for heaven and one for earth. Amen. Reason number three, we are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today because of God's will under the old covenant. If you go back and study the scriptures under the old covenant, you'll find that the Lord said in Exodus 15, He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. He said in Exodus 23, He said, I'll take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Deuteronomy 7:15, He said, I'll take away from you all sickness. You'll find again and again in the old covenant, God's will for His old covenant people was that they live out their full length of time down here below without sickness and disease and go home without it. Now, if that was God's will for His old covenant servants, would He want any less for His sons under a new and a better covenant? The Bible tells us in Galatians 4:7 that we're no longer servants, but we are sons. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 8:6 we have a better covenant established upon better promises. Praise God. So it couldn't be God's will for any of us to be sick. We see that from this standpoint. Then reason number four. We are sure that it's God's will for all to be healed because sickness is a part of the curse of the law. We saw from Leviticus 26 and from Deuteronomy the 28th chapter that sickness is a part of the retribution or the punishment for breaking God's law. And we saw according to Galatians 3:13, thank God, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Amen? We see that beyond any shadow of a doubt. Then reason number five. We are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today because of healing in the types of the atonement, or in the types of redemption. Healing in the types. We gave five major types that prove that there's healing in the plan of redemption. Number one was Exodus 12, the Passover lamb. And we saw that the counterpart to that was in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, Christ even our Passover sacrifice for us. Number two, we saw Leviticus 14 in the cleansing of the leper. We saw in Hebrews 2:14 and in Hebrews 10:22 that was a type of redemption. In Leviticus 25, the third major type, the year of Jubilee we saw was a type of redemption and a type of healing in the plan of God. And Jesus teaching and preaching in Luke's gospel, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse, He brings that out. Then number four, the fourth major type, number 16, we saw that the plague was atoned for with a sacrifice. With a sacrifice. Then number five, we saw Numbers 21, the serpent on the pole was a type of redemption. And we didn't give you the scripture, and someone left me a note here, and I appreciate that. Numbers 21, the type of the serpent on the pole was a type of Jesus. How do we know that? John's gospel. Listen, especially students. John's gospel, the 3rd chapter and the 14th and 15th verses says, Jesus is talking in there, He says, that even as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3, verse 14 and 15. Add that to your notes, students. John 3, verse 14 and 15. So we saw five major types. Then lastly, the last thing we were dealing with is our sixth reason why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. That is, healing is in God's plan of redemption. We saw in scriptures like Isaiah 53 that, you know, He took our sicknesses and He carried our pains, and with His stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17 confirmed that by saying Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24 said, by His stripes ye were healed. I mean, you have to be blind or dishonest, one, to deny that it's in the scriptures. It's there. Amen? Amen. And so we're sure of that. And we don't usually talk that fast or move that fast, but we're giving you a little review, you see. Now you're caught up with us to reason number seven. Everybody ready? Reason number seven, why we are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today. We are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the all-inclusive promises of God. The all-inclusive promises of God. Reason number seven, we are sure it is God's will to heal all today, or for all to be healed today, because of the all-inclusive promises of God. Now, don't miss this, friends. Don't miss it. Get it. Write the references down. And until if you get this inside of you, it'll just help you so much. It'll change your life. What do we mean, the all-inclusive promises of God? Listen to this. Write it down. God has promised in His Word. God has promised in His Word to do all things, anything, and whatsoever things, all things, anything, and whatsoever things that whosoever will ask in faith, believing that they receive. Let me say that again. God has promised in His Word to do all things, anything, and whatsoever things that whosoever will ask in faith, believing that they receive. Well, now, would all things include healing? If it wouldn't, you'd have to say all things except. And then put you some parenthesis there or a bracket and put in there what is accepted. Would anything include healing? Would what things soever, would that include healing? Would whosoever include you? Would it? I said, God has promised in His Word. We're going to prove it beyond any question. God has promised in His Word to do all things, anything, and whatsoever things that whosoever will ask in faith, believing that they receive. Praise God. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 34. Let's begin to look at the Scriptures that verify these statements that we've made, which actually we took from the Scriptures, and took those words from the Scriptures. And look in Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And I want you to particularly notice with me the words all, the words any, the words whatsoever. Okay, when we come to those words, you join in with me. Amen? When you see the word any, when we get to it, you say any. When we get to the word all, you say all. Now, there's one thing that we're really getting inside of us in here. Always. Yeah, always. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph. Hallelujah. I like that very much. I could get excited about that. Hallelujah. Notice Psalm 34. The 34th Psalm, and we're going to read these, and I want you to turn with me. And one thing about Rhema students, they're quick. Oh, yeah, they're quick. They know their book, and they get there quick. You say, turn, and they're there. Amen. Psalm 34. We keep speaking those good things over them, you see. Psalm 34. Verse 9 says this, Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is what? No want to them that fear Him. Well, if you're sick, you're wanting health, aren't you? There's how much want? No want to them that fear Him. Verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of what? All their troubles. Is sickness a trouble? Well, would the Lord deliver you out of that? He said He would. How many believe Him? Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, many are the attacks, the trials, the tests. The Lord never said you weren't going to be attacked. He didn't say that. Faith is not an immunization from attack. Did you know that? Some folk have the erroneous notion that one of these days I'll get strong enough in faith, I'll never be bothered by the devil anymore. I'll never be attacked. Wake up. Wake up. The Bible says, be vigilant, be watchful, be sober, because you have an adversary. The devil, he's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I like that word, may. That means there are some he may devour, and there are some he may not. Ha! Amen. So when he comes to my door and he says, may I devour you? I say, no. No, you may not. I resist you in Jesus' name. So he has to go to your house. And I trust you, send him somewhere else. Now notice verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Hallelujah. Well, any kind of a test and trial, including sickness and disease. Amen. Psalm 37. We got a lot of ground to cover, so stay with us. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." We're talking about the promises of God now. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, I'm telling you, if you're sick and you need healing, man, that can be a desire of your heart. Not just a desire of your mind only, or of your flesh. It can be a thing of your heart. You long to be strong so you can serve God right. Amen? You long to be strong and healthy so you won't be a burden to people. And so you don't have to spend all your money on medication and doctors. You can give it to the gospel. Amen? It can be a desire of your heart. God said he'd give you the desire of your heart, didn't he? In other words, he said he'd heal you, among other things. Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Now you understand, you could stop on any one of these and just preach or teach, you know, for an hour or two at least. But that's not exactly what we're doing here. We're just giving you a bunch of ammunition you can take and go and do whatever you are led to do with it. Psalm 50, verse 15. 50:15. The Lord said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble." Now again, is sickness trouble? Okay, a day of sickness would be a day of trouble. The Lord said, "Call on me in the day of trouble." He said, "I will deliver thee." Not I might. Not pray and hope and see what happens. No, he said, "I will deliver thee, and you will glorify me." The scripture said in 1 Corinthians 6 that we're to glorify God in our spirit and in our body. Amen? How do you glorify God in your body? With sickness? Sickness is a work of the devil. The Bible says so. How could you glorify God with the work of the devil in your body? But healing is the work of God. If I have healing in my body and if I have strength in my body, that glorifies God. It brings glory to him. Amen? Psalm 57. Psalm 57, verse 2 says this. Psalm 57:2. "I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth." I said, "Unto God that performeth all things for me." Would that include healing? God is the performer of his word. And his word brings healing. The Bible says in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He said in Proverbs 4:22 that God's words are life and health to all of our flesh. His word is. Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." His words are life. Amen? He said, "I will perform all things for you." We believe it. Psalm 68:19. Psalm 68:19. 68:19 says this. "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us." Loadeth us with benefits. Benefits. Everybody say benefits. Benefits. You know what a benefit is, don't you? Benefits. Hold your place here. Go to Psalm 103. Hold your place. Go to Psalm 103. Verse 1. Hold your place there. Psalm 103, verse 1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his..." Amen. How many?
All
his benefits. What kind of benefits do you have, Lord? Verse 3. Number one benefit, "who forgiveth..." Okay, you're dragging on me. "Who forgiveth
all
thine iniquities, and who healeth..."
All.
Now, wait a minute, preacher. Now, you know God doesn't heal all disease. Somebody said, "Yes, but now, preacher, if it was God's will for all to be healed, they'd be healed." Oh, really? Well, couldn't you say that where salvation was concerned? If it was God's will for all to be saved, they'd be saved. But they're not all saved.
And yet the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish. Right? So what does that mean? That means that just because it's God's will, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Are you listening? People have to cooperate with the will of God. They have to believe and they have to receive from God. Oh, it's God's will for all to be saved. We know it. Whether this individual is saved or not doesn't change the fact that it is God's will for them to be saved. And whether this individual is healed or not doesn't change the fact it is God's will for them to be healed. Amen?
Amen.
See, people's experience doesn't change the Word of God. You don't go to people's experience and you don't go to facts and figures in the world to discern the will of God. You go to the book. Amen?
Amen.
You find out what the Word says. That's the will of God. I don't care what it looks like. Of what it feels like, that is the will of God when you find it in the Scripture. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. Praise be to God. Now coming back to Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Are you going to get your load today? Amen. I think sometimes people are running around with an empty trailer, you know? You know, empty trailers make a lot of noise. You ever notice that? They jump up and down and they rattle and they make a lot of noise, but they got nothing on the inside. Boy, you could preach here, couldn't you? Yeah. Don't just jump up and down and bump and rattle and make a bunch of noise. Have your load. Amen. Go to the terminal, heaven, and hook up and say, God, give me my load today. Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost and build up yourself and read the Word and get your load and then go out and dump it on somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I like that too. Now notice Psalm 84. Boy, there's so many wonderful promises in the Word of God. You understand, we certainly couldn't have time to touch on each one of them. But we want to give you kind of a good cross-section of them that would cause you to see beyond any shadow of a doubt that God has promised in His Word to do all things, anything, and whatsoever things that whosoever would ask in faith, believing that they receive. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Everybody say, no good thing.
No good thing.
No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Well, is healing a good thing?
Yeah.
The Bible says it is. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Just a minute. You're close, but just a little early. Doing good and healing.
All.
Yeah, all. They were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen? Matthew 7 says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be given unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And to him that seeketh, he will find. And to him that knocketh, it will be open. Is there any father who has a son, and if his son asked him bread, would he give him a stone? Well, no. If he asked for a fish, would he give him a snake or a serpent? No. And the Lord says, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? Everybody say good things.
Good
things to them that ask Him. Is healing a good thing?
Amen.
Would the Father give it to you?
Amen.
He said He would. He said it very definitely more than one time. And we believe that He tells exactly the way it is. No good thing will He withhold. I don't care what anybody said. God is not in the business of withholding healing from people. And the Bible says so. He is not withholding. No, there's an adversary that attempts to withstand and stand between us and our blessings. He's the problem. God is not our problem. He's our answer. God is not our problem. You know, you don't have to talk God into a notion of healing you. Healing is His idea. He thought of healing before you were ever born. And so many times folk get to praying and agonizing and they feel like they're kind of having to twist God's arm, going to talk Him into it, you know. Oh, come on, God. Heal me. You can do it. Take a little time out of your busy schedule and do it, Lord. Come on, please. And they got a picture of God sitting on the throne going, ah. All right, all right. No, 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 no. Healing is God's idea, okay? God's idea. You don't have to talk God into something that he thought of, do you? He's not withholding. Praise God for that. Psalm 91. Amen. Psalm 91. And boy, you know, you could just spend a whole bunch of time right here. But notice verse 10. Psalm 91, verse 10. It says, there shall no evil. Sickness is evil, isn't it? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in what?
All
thy ways. Yeah, but you can never tell. It might be God's will for this sickness to come to teach you something. Any. He said, not any. Not any plagues. Not any. Everybody say, not any.
Not any.
Not any. Yeah, but now you know you have to have a sickness to die by. Well, now who said that? You didn't read that in the Bible. Are you listening? You know, sometimes people, they think they got you in the corner. You know, I've had people to come up and they said, I got a question for you. You know, they think they got your number now. You know, they go, I said, well, fine. If I know the answer, I might tell you. Might not, too, you see. You don't have to answer every question. You know that? Don't feel obligated that you have to answer every question. You don't have to play the devil's game by his rules. Change the rules. That'll throw him. You know, the Pharisees and the scribes, they came to Jesus, and they wanted him to play ball by their rules. They said, we got a question for you. By what authority do you do these things? They're ready for it. No matter how he answers, they're ready for him. Boy, they thought about this. They talked about this. They planned this. They said, we got him now. We're going to nail his hide. We're going to nail him. What, you know? And the devil tries to pressure you in situations like that. And he says, now you've got to answer it. You've got to answer it. If you answer it this way, you're going to mess up. If you answer it this way, you're going to mess up. Now, wait a minute. Who said you had to answer it at all? Who said you had to? Notice the wisdom of God flowing through Jesus. He says, I got a question for you boys. They said, no, no. We asked first. You got that? No, he said, I got a question for you. You answer my question, and I'll answer yours. And in just a moment's time, the situation is turned around where they're sweating now. He said, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or was it from men? Answer me. Oh, boy, man. They started sweating. They said, give us just a minute, would you please? And they stepped over, and they had a council. That's what you do. You put the devil on the spot. Don't let him intimidate you. You put him on the spot. You know, the devil will come to you. Little imp jump up on your shoulder. Yeah, and you got problems that the devil stirred up, or maybe you messed up and caused your own problem, you see. But whatever the case, he jumps up there and he tries to get you into fretting and anxiety and worry. And he hops up on your shoulder. He says, what are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Then a little demon chorus kind of follows you around. And they say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, night and day, that's ringing in your ears. And if you're not careful, you'll begin to yield to that. And you think, oh, what am I going to do? Now, probably none of you ever said that. I don't know, but I know some folk that have. What are you going to do? And you get to thinking, oh, what am I going to do? The devil says, I'll answer it. What are you going to do? You see, a lot of times we feel pressured. We have to play it his way. Next time that happens, listen. Look him in the eye and say, I got a question. Yeah. Look him in the eye. Look him in the eye and say, oh, Mr. Devil, I got a question for you. He'll say, you too. He said, no, but I asked you a question. He said, well, I don't care about that. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Did you know I read the back of the book? And it says your time is short. Short. You know, tick, 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 tick. I read about when the angel came down from heaven with a great chain and he grabbed you and he threw the door open on the pit and just kind of pitched you in there and then threw the door back. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, the gospel is spreading across the world like wildfire. People are getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost. And they're speaking in tongues and they're not walking in the manifestations of the Spirit. I mean, they're just destroying your kingdom right left. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Tick, 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 tick. What are you going to do? See, he just turns it all around. Who said you had to answer his questions? Besides, you can answer that question real easy. You may not understand a thing with your mind what you're going to do. You can just say, well, I'm going to trust God. That's what I'm going to do. He'll work it out for me. Some way, somehow, he'll get it done for me. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to trust God. So turn it around. Don't let the devil intimidate you. Notice with me, in Matthew's gospel, let's come to the New Testament now. Matthew's gospel. And let's notice the 18th chapter. We're still talking about the promises of God. God has promised in His Word to do all things, anything, and whatsoever things that whosoever will ask in faith, believing that they receive. Matthew 18, verse 18. The Bible here says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever. That's one of those words, you missed it. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, now, would whatsoever include sickness and disease? Would it? Yes, it would. Could you bind it? Amen. And would it be bound? I mean, would it be bound in earth, and would God's power and authority from heaven verify that and confirm that it be bound in your life on the earth? Amen. I'm well convinced that most Christians have much more authority than they've ever really walked in. And you see, the authority is ours. You don't find in the Scripture where it says, pray and get God to do something with the devil. You just don't find that. You notice that? Yet that's the way a whole bunch of people pray. Oh, God, make the devil leave me alone. That prayer, you know, won't be answered. Are you listening? Now, God will meet your heart cry where it's at. Are you listening? In a crying out for mercy in a babyhood stage, God will meet that. Don't misunderstand me at all. But you see, when by reason of time you should have grown, you keep saying, oh, God, do something with the devil for me. You know, do something. Nothing's going to happen. Are you listening? Because the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, you are not to give place to the devil. Who's not to? You. James 4:7 says, you resist the devil and he will flee from you. Get God to resist the devil? No. You resist the devil. 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist the devil steadfast in the faith. You do it. This scripture says, you bind. You loose. Amen? So we must use our authority. So when the devil rears up his head in your life and problems of all kinds are manifest, don't just start crying and begging and pleading. Now, God might have allowed that and God might have overlooked that when you're just a babe, first born again. But listen, you're growing up now, see? Amen? Now, when I was just a baby, and my mom would sit me in the high chair, and she'd take a little spoon, probably out of a Gerber's baby jar or something, and she'd stick it in my mouth, and I'd spit it out. And she'd wipe it off and stick it back in. But if I go home today, and I say, I'm hungry, Mom, and you sit there, she'll say, well, son, there it is on the plate. Help yourself. Amen?
Amen.
You see, my parents used to carry me around in their arms. But I'm too big for that now. I go jump up in their arms and say, what are you doing? Something wrong with your legs. Get in there and walk. Isn't that right? And see, we grow up spiritually. And God, of course, babies can't do anything for themselves. God takes care of babies. Are you listening? Can't do anything for themselves. Nothing. They just eat and sleep and, you know, different things that you have to take care of. But they don't do anything for themselves. But when you grow up some spiritually, God says, all right, you begin to walk. You begin to use your own authority. You begin to learn. And if you don't, well, authority just won't be taken. But whatsoever, that would include sickness and disease. You bind, it'll be bound. And whatsoever, would that include healing? And the life of God? And the blessings of God? Whatever you lose. Everybody say it right out loud. Say it in faith right now in Jesus' name. We don't just do things to be doing them in here. Amen? I mean, things work in here. Did you know that we already have in the neighborhood of 75 confirmed testimonies of healing from these classes that we have? We don't pray for the sick. We don't lay hands on the sick. But the Word works. He sent His what?
Word.
He sent His Word and healed them. You ready for some things to happen in your life? You can receive right now. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I bind
the devil
in my body. Satan,
take your hand
off my body,
off my
mind,
off my family,
off my marriage,
off my
finances.
I rebuke you
in Jesus' name.
Life,
blessing,
healing,
abundance,
be loosed into my life.
I receive the abundance of God.
In Jesus' name,
flow upon me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Notice verse 19. He says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, wake up, as touching, anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. What will this work for?
Anything.
It'll work on anything. Would that include healing?
Yes,
thank God. Notice Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 22. It says this. Matthew 21, 22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. How many things?
All.
All things. All things. Now, I don't know if we've really let that dawn on us yet. Have a friend in the ministry. He said he did an etymological study one time on this word all. He traced it back to its Hebrew and Greek origin and roots. He did a study on the culture and how it was used in the history of the different nations. And he said when he came to the end of his exhaustive study on this word all, he said he came to the conclusion that what this word all really means is
all.
Yeah, that's what it means. It means all. It means all. Everybody say all.
All.
Yeah, but now I just don't know all. Yeah, but what about all? Yeah, but what if all? All. See, you can hear the spirit of faith in these words. Can you not? There's no out for unbelief. Yeah, well, but if. That's a door for unbelief. Yeah, but what about? That's a door for unbelief. One little boy was asked to define faith. Somebody asked him, what do you think faith is? He said, faith is believing that God is right and not asking questions. He said. I said, I like that. I like that real good. He said, faith is believing that God is right and not asking questions. Bunch of folk ask too many questions. They try to figure everything out in their head. And you don't believe God with your head. You believe God with your heart. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth. Quit asking questions and just start believing. Yeah, but how come?
What about? What if?
Mm-mm.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's all you need to know. That's all. Yeah, but no buts. Yeah, but no. No. By his stripes ye were healed. If folk that are having trouble with sickness and disease, if they'd quit asking questions, well, yeah, but why is this here? How come? I don't understand. I can't figure this out. Yeah, but what about it? What if, say, Aunt Susie and preacher so-and-so and all of them, you know? If they'd quit asking all that and just sit down and for, say, an hour or two, just sit there in their easy chair and say, by his stripes, I am healed. 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 If they stand there for an hour or two and do that, you know what would happen? They'd come busting out of there after a while and they'd say, hey, you know what? People say, what? By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I already know that verse.
Yeah, you don't know it at all. Huh? You don't know it at all. See, when it's old to you, it's not real to you. It's just something that you've cataloged up here in your mental library, but you're not believing it in your heart at all. If you believe in it in your heart, it's exciting. It's real. It's living. It's vibrant. Amen?
Amen.
It's about to burst the seams inside of you, and it just does. Burst out into your flesh, and it heals you. Glory be to God. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Go with me to Mark. Mark 9. Mark's Gospel, the 9th chapter, very quickly. Mark 9, 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many things?
All
things. Is it possible for an individual that is in the last stages of terminal cancer, is it possible for them to be healed as though they had never been sick?
Yes.
How many things?
All
things. Is it possible for an individual that has lost their mind and been in the institution for 12 years? Is it possible for them to think normally again and function in the normal routine as though they had never been in that case?
Yes.
How many things are possible?
All.
Never forget it. All. Don't ever look at a case and go, oh, that's too bad. I never heard of any case that like this has been here. You don't have to have heard of any case. You've heard of the Bible. It says all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe, it can happen. Anything you can imagine. I said anything you can imagine, and then beyond that, exceeding abundantly above all you ever asked or thought is possible to those who will be brave enough and bold enough to step out and say, I believe, Lord, I believe. I don't care what I see and feel. I believe all things are possible to him that believeth. Go to Mark 11. Glory to God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you that... Now who will this work for? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, would whosoever include you? Would whatsoever include healing? We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today. His promises prove it. Verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever. You missed a good one there. What things soever. Would that include healing?
Yes.
What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Thanks be unto God. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. Still talking about the promises of God. Okay, hang with me. We're going to get through with this in 5 minutes. John 14, verse 13 says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, Jesus said, and how many believe Jesus knows what he means? He means what he says. He can do what he said. Jesus said, I will do it. That's not just anybody saying that. This is the Lord Jesus. He said, I will do what? It means, it referring to what? Anything. Anything. That would include healing. John 16, verse 23. Well, let's don't skip John 15. John 15, verse 7. 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask of what you will. Do you will healing? You can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Praise be to God. John 16:23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing, Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. If you ask for healing, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Your joy can't be full when you're sick and diseased and can't serve the Lord the way he wants you to. Notice with me now, 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. You're getting these references, aren't you? 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Verse 21 says this. The latter phrase, for all things are yours. That reminds me of what we call the parable of the prodigal son. You remember that when the prodigal son asked for his inheritance, that the father divided it unto them both, the scripture said. And then after that, he had wasted his father's living, wasted his father's substance, rather, on riotous living. And he came to himself, and he came back to his father. And, you know, his father greeted him and met him, and they had a party. Glory to God. And the elder son came in from the field, and he was mad. He said, I've been with you all these years, and you never gave me anything. Sounds like some Christians, doesn't it? I've been serving God for 40 years, and I've been needing healing for 10. And this old backslider comes in, and God heals them, and he didn't heal me. Why hasn't he healed me? He never done it. God's never given me anything like that. He's never blessed me like that. Listen to what the father said to the elder son. He said, son, you're always with me, and all that I have is thine. Glory to God. Now, is not the Father a type of our Heavenly Father? And the children there a type of us, you know, his kids? Does that mean that the Father God is telling us that all that he has is ours? Yes. He's also telling him something else. He said, listen, you big baby. I'm telling you, everything I have is yours. If you want a fatted calf, come get a fatted calf. You want a robe? Come get it. Don't wait for me to put it on you. Come, just go to the barn and get it. You want something? Help yourself. That's what he's saying. How do you help yourself? Faith. Faith unlocks the doors to the great storehouse of the blessings of God. Just come help yourself, God is saying. A lot of times we do without, and guess whose fault it is? It is our fault. God's provision is total provision, and we just need to come and receive it by faith. Take it by faith. Notice Ephesians, the first chapter. Ephesians, the first chapter, and notice the third verse. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, not going to, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Glory to God. The 22nd verse there of that first chapter says he has put all things under our feet. Under Jesus' feet, you see, and we're the body, he's the head. That means sickness is under our feet. 1 Timothy 6:17. Go there with me very quickly, please. 1 Timothy 6:17. I want you to look at this one. First Timothy, very quickly, the bell's just about to ring, but we're going to give you this and one more verse, and then you'll be ready to go. 1 Timothy 6:17 says this. Trust in the living God, the latter part here, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. How many things?
All
things to what?
Enjoy.
God wants you to enjoy. Listen to this last one. 2 Peter 1:3 says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has given us all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
Anything.
Amen.
Whatsoever thing.
Whatsoever.
Belong to whosoever.
Whatsoever.
Amen. You believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the all-inclusive promises of God.